Hi, friends. I love this activity. It's actually my favorite week that we're on right now. I just love the power that we have over the mind. And I strongly believe that having such an open mind is one of the biggest contributors to my own happiness. As humans, we tend to have this natural tendency to completely reject things that go against any deeply held beliefs that we have. So we can actually see something happen and be convinced that it didn't because we don't believe it to be possible. But research shows that open-minded people are typically happier and less depressed than those who aren't. Open-minded people more often consider other people's viewpoints and they search for alternatives. Open-mindedness is linked to innovation and optimism and creativity and even general intelligence. Seriously, all the fun lies in being open-minded. The funny thing is, though, most people will tell you that they are open-minded. But that's the first belief that they need to challenge. Because with all the conflict going in the world right now, you know some of those people that are saying they're open-minded are not so much. But right now, it's more important than ever to be open-minded because the open-minded people are the people who are going to close the gap. Our politics are more divided than ever. People are pushing back against a lot of the things that, in my personal views, were progress. People are closed-minded to new discoveries in science, and people are closed-minded to and even offended by other people's lifestyles. It's almost like people are proud of their extremist views and how closed-minded they really are. But we all know that you are different. You believe in a growth mindset. You wouldn't be in this course if you didn't. You go inward to change your outer reality. You are way ahead of the game. But guess what? We all have something. So it's your challenge to find that thing that you struggle to see the other side of and take one step closer toward compassion. It doesn't mean you need to adopt the viewpoint. It just means that you need to understand that you might never understand. So I'm going to get vulnerable right now and let you in on something I noticed I was judging just recently. So I live next door to a really large Hasidic Jewish family of about 15 people. So I see them every single day. If you don't know what that is, they live a very traditional lifestyle. They wear these oversized suits and black kind of top hat looking things. And they have two curly cues of hair in the front of each ear. And women wear long dresses or skirts. And once they're married, they actually wrap their hair in a scarf. Well, I read something a few years ago about how their treatment of women wasn't what I consider fair and good. Well, there was a moment a few months back that I started to realize that I was feeling judgment. And this wasn't that long ago, and I don't consider myself a judgmental person, so I was almost taken aback by my own judgment. And then I noticed that when I did feel judgment, I'd justify it. I'd be thinking, oh my gosh, those poor kids, they don't even know any differently, and they barely go to school, and all of these little thoughts were making me feel like I was being this savior in my head for feeling for them. Well, the holidays came around and they hung this huge banner that I really felt could have been more classily designed and this giant menorah that was coming on our side of the fence. And I was like, oh, geez. And then suddenly it hit me and I thought, I am being a judgmental bitch right now. And those last things would not have even bothered me if I wasn't allowing those other things to fester. So I stopped, I took a deep breath because that always centers me, and I changed my mindset. I told myself, I have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. They could be the happiest family I've ever met. Just because I read something somewhere doesn't mean that I know how that man treats his wife. So what I decided to do was celebrate with them. So for the next 5 days, whenever they would light their menorah, I'd stand by my window with my heart open and I'd yell, Happy Hanukkah! And all the kids started cheering like they were so happy that a neighbor was celebrating with them. And the moment I did that, I felt a complete shift in energy. It was like the separation just melted and all I felt was unity, the same human race. Because the moment that you feel judgment about anything, you cast a wall of separation between you and that person. And guess what? You're always going to be able to justify your judgment. you wouldn't have judgment if you weren't able to somehow internally justify it. You will always have your reasons. But I bet you could find some reasons that are just as good for being a little bit more open. See, we're all here on our own journey. That person's mission here in this lifetime could have every single thing to do with that experience that you are judging. Not one of us is any better than anyone else. And as seekers and people on a path of growth, sometimes it's really difficult to have compassion for those who aren't trying at all, who are just being complacent, who don't put in the work. But not one of us is any more spiritual than the other. And to think so is your ego. It's your small self. We are all just as amazing and just as spiritual. It just takes some people a little bit longer to fully realize themselves. And to be fair, you don't know how many lifetimes it took you to get to this place that you're in right now. So have compassion for others just like you have compassion over frustration for a child that's trying to learn something new. But just make sure you stay humble while you do it. So share with each other and ask for help if you get stuck. Good luck.